Thanks very much. Good morning. It may not have been the greatest season for Surrey after relegation from the county championship, but they did produce a history boy. Dominic Sibley became the youngest ever player to score 200 in a championship innings as Surrey built a 138-run lead over Yorkshire to close on day three, 572-4. Well, at just 18 years and 21 days, Sibley earlier became Surrey's youngest first-class centurion, and he felt batting with the world's number one batsman, Hashim Amla, was crucial to his success.
His knock-on strike rate of 100, so the way he came in and was so positive, it allowed me to just play my usual game. And I said to my mum this morning, I wanted to bat with Hashim Amla before he left Surrey, so I was pretty pleased to have a nice stint with him.
Well, it's the final day of the final game of the season. It begins this morning at 10:30. Ball by ball commentary is on the BBC London website as Dom Sibley looks to shatter some more records. Elsewhere, England's women's football team sealed their biggest World Cup qualifier win in a row, beating Turkey 7-0 at Fratton Park last night. The result follows England's 6-0 win over Belarus last week. Tottenham manager Andre Villas-Boas has been speaking ahead of the meeting with his former club Chelsea on Saturday. AVB says he learnt a lot under his former boss Jose Mourinho, but said the feeling was mutual when they decided to end their working ties.
My initial idea was to keep on working with him, but he didn't feel the need for somebody near to him or in another position as an assistant, and because of that we've both decided that it was time after Inter Milan to continue our career.
Crystal Palace say centre-half Damien Delaney will miss this Saturday's trip to Southampton. The ankle injury the defender suffered against Swansea will keep him out, but he's set to return for next Saturday's game against Liverpool. Well, this Saturday's sports show from 2 o'clock comes from West Ham against Hull. Crystal Palace travel to Southampton. And on the Sunday sports show, we'll feature Brentford's game against Coventry on the home of London Sport. Boxing, and David Haye says he was wearing a head protection when he sustained the cut, which caused him to postpone his fight against Tyson Fury. Well, instead of the Saturday, British heavyweight's fight will now meet on the 8th of February, and Haye's been responding to criticism that is received for sparring so close to the fight.
I was wearing the same headgear as I always wear. Because everything was exactly as it's been throughout my whole camp. It's just one of those things happens. It's like a football player warming up or doing practice the day before a big match and just tweaking his hamstring or his groin. It's the same move they've always done. You could say, why was you doing that move so close to a game? Well, it's something they've always done and never had an issue. It's just one of those things.
In the Super League tonight, Wigan and Leeds play each other for the right to face Warrington in the Super League Grand Final. The Wolves beat Huddersfield 30-22 in last night's first semi-final. And the president of British Cycling, Brian Cookson, says it will be a bad day for the sport if he's not voted in as the new president of the world's governing body, the UCI, today. And in golf, England's Oliver